We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. We're live from the Farley Toll Plaza. Mm-hmm. And today's show is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. It's that time of year to start thinking about dads and grads. Give dad the gift he wants, a Chickies and Pete's gift card, or let Chickies cater your graduation party. Chickies and Pete's has it all. There you go.
They have it all in there everywhere.
including Kansas City and Vegas. Yeah, you can't escape them. Airport, ballpark, everywhere. And we appreciate that. Down the shore, many locations down the shore. Yeah. The Tropicana location is unbelievable.
I've not been there yet. Yeah. See, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. All right, so we had teased this before. They needed to free up a roster spot because Bailey Falter is the starting pitcher for tonight. Right, Jack?
Yes.
So they got to send somebody down, or they have to, you know, take somebody off the designated for assignment or whatever. So it appears and it seems like, Jack, that it could be Jose Alvarado, which is crazy because he was thought to be one of their high leverage relievers in the back of their bullpen. So what, he goes down for a short stint and then comes back up?
Yeah,
so Falter can get the start.
Yeah, send him down. I don't know, like keep him fresh, I guess, and in 10 days. Probably comes back up here. I don't think we're saying bye to Jose Alvarado, but it is interesting because he was one of their high leverage-ish guys. And, to completely send him down is a pretty bold move. Mm-hmm. Or he's hurt, which you don't know yet.
Or he's hurt, right. But it didn't seem like that was the case, although he didn't. Did Joe go to him in the previous games? Because he didn't go to him when he put Nick Nelson back out there. So maybe he was protecting Alvarado.
Well, he went to him. He pulled Ranger for him the other night, okay. And he completely blew up, so... Maybe he was hurt heading into that game.
Could be, but regardless, he could be. He seems like he might be the odd man out one way or another, so there you go. All right, we have a weekend series against the Mets. How are you feeling about this weekend against the Mets? The Mets been playing well, Jack. I know you were scoreboard watching a couple days
ago. Well, Gabe took two or three from them this week, so that's good to see.
There you go, Gabe.
Yeah, Gabe's always helping us out.
I am not feeling good about this series, but I want to keep my fingers crossed and hope that they can get two out of three. And hope that they don't get swept.
Yep. Well, there you go.
So, I mean, if I'm being honest, I would have felt much better had they taken three out of four from Atlanta. And I don't know. Do we get – we certainly aren't getting Nola. We're going to get Zach Wheeler in this series?
So, Falter is just – hold on. So, who's starting tonight, Jack?
Bailey Falter is going to start tonight.
So, it's not going to be Eflin as
no.
Okay, so it's Falter tonight. Then who's going
– It should be Wheeler.
It should be Wheeler. Where does Eflin get penciled in here?
Well, I think they push back Gibby. Yeah, so it goes Falter, Eflin, Wheeler Sunday night.
Okay.
Wheeler is Sunday
night. Okay, awesome. Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. All right. Well, I mean, here's one good thing. You don't look at a matchup and say, "Oh, that starting pitcher sucks. We got, you know what I mean? Like at
right.
least the starting pitchers
sure.
are going to keep you in the game."
I'm more concerned about us hitting.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. And if we weren't on the road, I'd be really concerned, but that's like the pitchers, I've got, for some strange reason, I got a little less anxiety worrying about them starting.
Plenty
now,
of
the
confidence.
Bullpen is different, but the starters, I don't have that anxiety with them.
No. No, they've been really good.
Yep.
They have. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of graduation presents in the area online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. We asked the question. It's Memorial Day weekend. Are you buying or selling the Phillies a quarter way through the season? 61.9% selling the Phillies like Reese.
Is that down?
Yes.
I thought that was higher earlier.
It was. It was like 65. Well, it's okay. Back up to 62% here. This is changing live, like on, when NBC Sports Philadelphia has the live poll,
right?
And it swings in a major way. Well, it is swinging. All right, back to the phones. We have lots to talk about with Sam and King of Prussia. Sam, are you in West Virginia today? You call from a different state every day. How are you?
No, I'm back in King of Prussia. I'm actually going to get to see my wife tonight, so I'm very excited.
Congratulations.
I know, yeah. Thank you so much for this honor. No, I got to tell you guys, being on hold was an emotional roller coaster for me because Jack was like, you're next, and that was after Herb, and I was completely thrown off by Herb for obvious reasons. I feel like I need an adult whenever I hear him talk. And then you guys gave me Pete, which made me at least compose myself again. But then Jack, you guys threw me for a loop because now Jose Alvarado is going down, which is, you know, my feelings about Jose Alvarado are not really that great. I was begging for him to have an unavailable day, and it didn't seem like it was ever happening. Is Familia still around, though?
Yeah, he's actually one of your high-leverage guys.
Yeah, so why does he never get a day where he's not available? Is that out of his contract? Like, that would be great if we could get
actually, the day that they wouldn't put Knebel in, he had also pitched 2 days in a row, so he was unavailable.
Jack,
he wasn't available to pitch that day.
Yeah, it was Familia Sir Anthony Knebel the day that they blew the game.
Yeah.
So first thing, I just wanted to say a Sixers thing. I was going to call yesterday. Jack knows what happened. Ike, I respect you so much, but you were making me so angry with your pro-Joel-ness that I had to actually hang up. I didn't want to go at you about it because I respect you so much. Aww. So we're just gonna chalk that up for another day. Memorial Day is coming up. Let's not fight.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know what happened, but I did not.
Oh, he lost his call?
I guess. My hand's not even on the mouse, so I couldn't have done
it. Yeah, pause. I'm sure a lot of people didn't necessarily, agree with my stance on Joel. I get it. And I got that in my Twitter mention, so I understood that.
Yeah, I understood that. It's probably a minority, but it's not a huge minority.
No.
People are a little upset.
Yeah, and I understood that. It's frustrating. He's frustrating. They lost in the second round, and he's doing his whole Jimmy Butler thing again.
Yep.
That's all. I get it.
That's it. Yeah, we'll keep it light today. Because there was a quarterback that was working out for a team yesterday. I'm ready to add him to the Eagles roulette wheel.
Oh.
Roulette wheel.
Hey, listen. I'm okay to discuss anything you want to discuss. No matter to me. I mean, I don't think – to me, the thing with Joel, the way I looked at it is that the overreaction to it. It's one thing to say, well, initially that irritated me when that happened. But to I don't know, like, you want to get rid of the guy? We're not going to win with the guy anymore? Like part of it is you have to understand Joel Embiid and not take offense to it. Like, that's really what it is. That's just – him. That's just who he is.
Mm-hmm.
But I also understand people haven't gotten over them losing to Miami and him being injured again. So I think there's a lot of emotion carried from that than to what actually happened the night of the game. Because it didn't create a firestorm like, oh my goodness, Joel Embiid wants to be traded. Like, that's not it. All it did was some Twitter talk for a few moments. That's all it was. Mm. That's all it was.
Yeah, I was annoyed by him again. I'm not trading him right now. I had some people that were pitching me on trades, and in the DMs, and I'm like, yeah, but like you're still losing in the second round, and you're not as good, right? Like you can trade Joel Embiid for all these different pieces, and yeah, maybe you're losing in the second round, but you got no chance with Joel Embiid. If you can actually get a player to play beside him, you have a chance.
Let me tell you, the Nets are about to find out that if they decide to go against Kevin Durant and trade away the reason why he came to Brooklyn, which is Kyrie Irving, the Nets will be back to being the Nets.
Yeah, because he's going to leave the first chance that he can.
No doubt. He's going to leave immediately. Yeah. Yeah, he's going to force his way up out of there. So you're not going to have Kyrie or KD. Good luck with that.
Well, they have Ben.
Exactly, yeah.
They still have one star.
You know how mad Durant's going to be if it's him and Ben?
Yeah, no, Kyrie's his guy.
Yep.
That's his guy. You don't trade away the guy who basically got the guy to come here, right? Like, he only came to Brooklyn because of Kyrie.
To play with Kyrie,
exactly.
Yeah.
Now you going to turn around and trade away Kyrie Irving? Yeah, that's The Nets don't know what they're doing.
Could we trade James Harden and what else can we trade for Kevin Durant?
Yeah, they don't want James Harden. Remember, he just left them in the lurch.
Tobias. Yeah, Tobias and James Harden, and we'll throw in Thibault for Kevin Durant. Who says no, Jack?
I'll throw in everybody on his roster except for Joel Embiid for Kevin Durant, including Tyrese Maxey.
Maybe Doc.
For all you Maxey lovers, yeah. I'll trade him right now for Kevin Durant. Wouldn't think twice.
Yeah. I would hope that even the biggest Maxey fan in the world wouldn't contest that. I like Maxey too, and yeah. I would have been wrong to trade Maxey for Harden or whatever. All right, Dan in Mayfair has a comment on OG Wade, apparently.
Uh-oh.
Dan in Mayfair, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up, fellas? Howdy there, fellas. I was wanting to do that.
Okay. What's up, Justin in Mayfair?
Yeah, Justin in Mayfair. Right. John, you're absolutely right, though. It's down the shore. I don't know what the other guy was talking about.
Guy in this entire area that disputes it.
I don't know. That's the first time I heard that. So I've always called. I've lived in the Northeast my entire existence.
What shore you go to, Dan?
Sea Isle, mostly.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, just because my wife's people, they got digs down there, so that's what we've been going to lately.
Right.
Past decade or so. Yes, but let me say this. I like to refer to myself as a self-proclaimed disciple of OG Wade. Yeah. And he.
Okay.
I would say he's not only the best caller on your show, but I would contend that he's the best caller for in the entire station over all the shows, just because of the I appreciate the service he's doing for the Eagles and for Jalen Hurts.
So something tells me you're a Jalen Hurts fan. He's doing a service for the Eagles.
Yeah. Bingo. Yeah. Because look at this. Yeah, I'm partial to Jalen ever since the Saints game in 2020. I said that's my guy right there. But
did you refer to him as the Duke?
No, I didn't call him the Duke. No.
Okay. That's what Wade calls him. So Duke. Fall in line. If you're going to follow Wade, you better start using the same terminology, Dan.
Okay. That's a good point. Okay. I'll keep that in mind. Okay, the Duke. Okay. I never seen that movie, but I got you. So I look at it this way. Like, okay, so like with the LTBB, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine 2019. Late 2018, even beginning of 2020 season, imagine like a world without the LTBB. Just think about it for a second. Mm-hmm. Carson was already on the ropes. Like without like the community support that the LTBB offered Carson, mm-hmm. like Carson would have got thrown to the wolves in like 2019, 2020 for sure. Like early 2020 for sure. Even after the Super Bowl, like I don't know what happened to him after the Super Bowl, but if it wasn't for community investment by the LTBB. Yeah. I don't know what would have happened to Carson, like, because sure. He was already on the ropes.
Sure. I mean, that's what we do, protect our quarterback.
And that's what you're doing.
He was our starting quarterback.
That's what you're doing with Jalen as a disciple.
And that's what you're doing right now? Yeah.
Well, listen, I don't know how it is in other cities, because, I've only lived in Philly, but, the Eagles are under such a microscope here. And especially the quarterback, like everything gets super, super scrutinized. Yep. And without the support of a solid community behind you, like it's a cold world out there. And I don't want to see that happen to Jalen. So I think, like I said, I appreciate what OG Wade is doing. It should be like L-O-G. WB,
yeah, you yeah, know, we tried. We tried that. See, here's the thing that I love about OG Wade and people like Dan. They actually admired the LTBB. They just didn't like Wentz.
Right.
So they admire the fact that there is a support group behind the quarterback. But you don't like it if you don't necessarily like the quarterback. Right. Like Joe Giglio would love it if I was to commit to create the LTBB for Jalen.
Right, there's a lot of disciples of Joe Giglio with Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
He's doing what you did with Carson Wentz. The difference is you're supporting Jalen Hurts and you supported Carson Wentz.
Because I support the Eagles quarterback.
Right.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I get it. That was sort of a tip of the cap to me, even though they didn't like who we were supporting.
Oh, that was absolutely Dan was tipping his cap towards you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack, when did you ever think you were going to hear that O.G. Wade had disciples that were calling in to say that they were disciples of O.G. Wade?
Well, frankly, it took long enough. I mean, he's been calling every day. He's been giving up to 5 minutes on calls now. I would hope that – I mean, I put a podcast up saying O.G. Wade reacts to Chris Simmons' quarterback list. So,
you really?
Well, yeah, because I thought people would be interested to hear what OG Wade thought.
He was good on it. He was good on it.
Oh, you know, you are creating a monster.
I know. And then he texted me calling me a D-bag.
For what?
For the windshield wiper thing.
Yes.
Yeah, don't worry. I got a special treat for him in the text line.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah,
he does not appreciate Jack's drops in the middle of his rants about Jalen.
Yeah, between him and Chuck. Chuck, I got last night by saying that Iverson was overrated, and I gave the win totals for Iverson's first 5 years and Embiid's first 5 years. He's like, what does this mean?
This is via personal text?
Yes.
After the show was over.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then I finally broke him, and he started calling me a loser.
See, you know the term taking your job home with you when it's not a good thing to take your job home with you?
This dude is doing shows with OG Wade and Chuck at home.
Via text.
Keep him going. Keep
Jack's on. Text line.
Keep him going.
Well, I'm glad you decided to take that on your own. Yeah, don't bother me with that.
Yeah. I sent him your number. They'll be in contact with you.
All right, well, Wade, congratulations. You officially have any other disciples of
OG
Wade?
Any other disciples, yes.
Honestly, I'd rather them support him than Mad Mike. I don't need any Mad Mike disciples.
No, but there are no disciples of Mad Mike. And Mike's mad that nobody wants to be a disciple of him.
Yes.
And people actually.
Oh, he just heard about an OG Wade disciple? Oh, he's not going to be happy with that.
He's not going to be happy.
I personally am a Herb and Northeast Philly disciple. I think he makes great points.
Okay, wait till somebody says that.
Can we? Because Herb wanted to fight Mad Mike, but obviously we can't do that. But also, right. A lot of times you like to put him in the steel cage verbally to go back and forth. And
that steamroll Herb.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good idea. Yeah,
I need Herb versus Inge in a steel cage match. That'd be riveting.
Inge's over.
I know.
We're still saying Inge's over.
Some calls in early March.
What a quitter, by the way.
No, but Jack, I'm worried something happened to him. Because he hasn't called at all.
All right, well, let me call him. Give me 1 second.
Are you going to call him, really?
No, he's not calling.
Why not? What else is he doing?
Well, don't call him on the air.
No.
I'm going to call him off the air.
Yeah, call him off the air. Well, we would have to tell him we're calling him on the air. But I wouldn't want to call somebody not expecting a call. And
what else is he doing?
Nothing.
What is he doing?
Do you think he's actually going to answer a call from a number he doesn't know the number?
No.
Yeah, he's not. Are you kidding? Inge would never do that.
No.
I don't ever answer them.
If I don't know the call, I'm not answering.
Have Dan Wilson be his contact. Have Dan Wilson text him. Because you have to have contact with all these guys, Jack. You shouldn't have to do it with them all. I told Dan Wilson this. He should be the handler for a couple of these guys.
Yeah, Dan.
So have him be the handler of Inge to see if he can text
Speaking
Inge.
Of Dan Wilson, it's the 7-year anniversary, apparently, of him on his way to Six Flags as an 11th grader going to the bathroom on the bus.
Well, with a bathroom or without a bathroom?
Without a bathroom.
No way. What?
As a junior in high school.
Huh?
He was on a field trip as an 11th grader.
Right.
And on the bus.
He lost control of his bowels?
He lost control.
Oh, God.
So what are you doing that? You get a wheelchair
like Paul Pierce. Yeah, because there's no way in hell I'm getting up.
So what did he do?
I have no idea.
Just wet in his pants? And
Yeah, he just wet in his pants and bought new shorts, apparently.
Oh, my God.
On the way to a field trip?
On
the way to Great Adventure. I'm sure he had a great time that day in Great Adventure.
First of all, in the 11th grade?
Yeah, that's for, like, elementary school.
Yeah, come on, man. I understand if you're a kid and that happens. In 11th grade?
Yeah, but he's not going number one. If you have diarrhea or something, and you can hold it as long as you can hold it for, right? Like, it's in Great Adventures in Jackson, New Jersey, so I guess it was a little bit of a trip. Like, if you have explosive diarrhea, what are you going to do?
Explosive.
What's that? Explosive.
Explosive.
West Coast. Lance in Collindale. Lance, go ahead.
You got explosive.
Oh, what's up, fellas?
Change of shorts is what you better do. That's what you better do.
And get the hell away from me. Lance, how are you, buddy? What's up?
How you doing, guys? Can I hear me clear?
Yeah, we got you, man. What's up?
Man, I'm all right. I'm just calling in. First of all, I'm going to get this out of the way. I definitely never really thought about saying Jersey Shore or the beach or anything like that, but you do make a point. Second off, I'm going to say I'm definitely bringing greens to my friend's barbecue tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you bring collard greens?
Some greens. Some collards, okay. and turnips mixed.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. So what's going to be the main course of the barbecue? Some chicken, some ribs, or is this a burger hot dog?
You know, he won't let me barbecue, man. He decided he's going to do it all. You know, it's my first time coming to his house. All right. So he said he got it all. He was going to be nice spread, though. A lot of beer, a lot of drinks, a lot of good family and friends, man.
Nice. Yeah, because Ike would definitely – would you include burgers and hot dogs, or are you doing chicken and ribs if you're hosting
a
small bar?
Burgers and hot sausage guys. Not really
No.
I got immature friends, man. We have too many hot dogs. They start calling them blizzies and everything, and it's not really hot sausage is a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Oh, hey, look at this question. Did Brandon Graham have to call up today after a lot of people said the same thing I was saying a couple days ago about Miles Sanders? I'm just wondering.
And say
that
he all did. These fans
was that you that called about Miles Sanders?
That was me, yeah.
Yeah, you're the one that got Brandon to call.
Got him all riled up.
Yeah.
No, listen, I just want to say, man, I love 95 in traffic. Sorry about that. But I love Miles Sanders, man. I really do. I just feel like every time he run the ball, the good chance he's going to get hurt and be out for the rest of the season or until two games before the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
The bottom line is the dude's got to do it, right? Bottom line.
Right. So let me ask you this question. This is my question to you guys. Who out of the remaining people, right, the remaining running backs, who would you replace Howard for? Like, who would you bring Howard for and let go one of those other ones?
Jordan Howard?
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's no way I'm bringing back Jordan Howard again, man.
He's like a proud pumper. I feel like when he was down, he brought us back into it a couple times last season.
He'll be unemployed in case we need
that. It's like that 3 or 4 games he comes in.
And then he gets hurt, and he's unproductive.
Yeah.
He was surprisingly good in limited action when they needed him last year. I mean, he'll be available to sign if you need running back depth, that's for sure. He's not going to be on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably
Speaking of running backs, how about Shady?
Yeah, and then
with Eric Bieniemy.
So if you didn't hear, Shady, who by the way wasn't happy with his role in Kansas City that year that he was there, but he said on it, was it a podcast or a radio
show? I Am Athlete podcast.
Okay, he was on a podcast and he said, "Oh, I know why Eric Bieniemy's not getting a job is because the players didn't like him."
Yeah, and what he talked about, he said that the way Eric Bieniemy talks to you, you know, players don't necessarily appreciate that or respond to it. And what it made me think about, and I know Andy's going to take up for Eric Bieniemy because he's still on his staff, but it took me back to what was being reported at the halftime of that championship game this past year when Pat Mahomes didn't throw that ball away and the clock ran out.
And Bieniemy got at him.
And Bieniemy got upset, and Pat Mahomes wasn't the same in the second half of the game. And there were some reports saying – that Bieniemy kind of stepped over the line with Pat Mahomes and how he was being critical of him and his decision-making prior to that. So I play with EB. He's a firecracker. Yes, he's one of those little dudes that has the whole little man, short man complex that he's going to always get at you. No offense, John. But, yeah, he's going to get at you, EB. It's like Brian Mitchell. Like, they had the same sort of – personalities, so they're not afraid of confrontation, and if they need to challenge a player,
that's how they do it.
That they're gonna do it,
and they don't give a damn.
Don't give a damn who you are, because he's a former player. He definitely doesn't give a damn who you are.
And I could definitely see him getting on Shady, and Shady not responding or liking it. Shady saying, "Listen, I'm a multiple Pro Bowl player. Who do you think you're talking to? I'm at the end of my career." And Bieniemy saying, "Like, I don't give a damn."
Well, you wonder why can't Eric Bieniemy get a head coaching job? I don't know if that's the reason, but Shady is saying, "Well, look how he talks to players."
Yeah, I mean, there's
I don't know.
There's got to be something out there.
It's something there that won't allow him to get a head coaching job.
Yeah, there've been too many years where he was the guy, and it seems like
still doing interviews every year.
It seems like it's almost like past him to where he gets a job.
Yeah. Now maybe when this new wave of young coaches don't necessarily pan out, then he gets an opportunity. But, yeah, I think he was in that window of being the next guy.
He was the guy, yeah.
And
whatever reason,
he didn't get hired.
All right, 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We're live at the Farley Plaza. We're in the boardroom of the South Jersey Transportation Authority. As it was stormy out, we could not be outside like we normally are. Mm-hmm. But Pete is about to start his free tolls between 5
start
and 6
engines.
p.m. Yes. So that's coming up. Your phone calls, Galen Perkesy. You'll lead us off after a top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. Jack, I'm sure you have something good today.
Yesterday was, he didn't make everybody happy yesterday.
I'm sure he didn't.
Top 5 list.
Yeah.
Well, some things need to be said.
Is today the top 5 things you don't like about Ray Dittinger, Jack?
No.
Yeah. Where are you going with it today? Yeah, exactly. That's all that's left.
No, come on. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Weekend theme, top 5 at 5 with Jack. Your phone calls, Phillies at the quarterway, and everything else. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, there's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Just download the BetMGM app, place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game, and if either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code MARKS200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now. Discover BetMGM's
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.